Good morning, my dear sisters and brothers. Today, we are already in the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And our gospel about the parable of the sower. Parable is a short story with heavenly meaning. In our gospel, the sower went out in order to sow the seed. And that is in the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. There are two parts in the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. The first part is the liturgy of the Word. And the second part is the liturgy of the Holy Eucharist. And in the celebration of the liturgy of the Word, the sower went out in order to sow the seed. Who is the sower in our gospel? Jesus Christ. That's the meaning. That's the symbol of the sower. While the seed means the Word of God. And in the celebration of the liturgy of the Word, there are four kinds of people who receive the Word of God. Some put on the ground, on the pot, on the rocky ground, and thorny ground, and some on the rich soil. My dear sisters and brothers, where we can find the Word of God? Of course, in the Holy Bible, we can find the Word of God, the good news. There are four important points regarding the Holy Bible. In my own reflection, the Bible is the Word of God. It is the Word of God. God is the author of the Word of God. It is not a bad news, but a good news. Second, the Bible is not only the Word of God, but, second point, in words of men. What is the meaning of in words of men? God chose the evangelist in order to write the Word of God. You know the four evangelists? Saint Mark, and the symbol of Saint Mark, the man. Saint John, the symbol of Saint John, the eagle. Saint Mark, Saint Matthew, the symbol is a lion. God chose somebody in order to write the Word of God. Of course, with divine inspiration. That's the meaning of in words of men. What's the first? The Bible is the Word of God. Second, in words of men. Third, the Bible is for us. But sometimes, if we are guilty regarding the message of God, we say to God, Lord, that's not for my own message, but for my brothers and sisters. The Word of God is for us. Even we are already young, we are already in the adult, the message of the Word of God is for us. The third and the fourth and final point, the Word of God is for our salvation. It is for our salvation. We need to put into practice what we read, and that is the source of our salvation. So what are the four important points regarding the Holy Bible? First, the Holy Bible is the Word of God. Second, in words of men. Third, for us. And the last one, for our salvation. And now, the moral lesson of our gospel this morning. We need to listen to the voice of God during the celebration of the liturgy of the word. But sometimes, we only hear the word of God, but we do not listen. Hearing and listening is different. I remember when I was in the Philippines during the celebration of the Holy Eucharist, the lector, he doesn't know how to end the readings. He says, "This is the end of the world." And the congregation says, "Thanks be to God." Can you imagine? This is already the end of the world. Thanks be to God. It means we only hear, but we don't listen. We need to listen. After listening, we need to respond. Responding the message of God. We need action. Faith is useless without action. After listening, responding the message of God. After responding the message of God, witnessing. We need to put into practice the word of God. I remember during my ordination, according to the bishop, believe what you read, teach what you believe, and put into practice what you teach. For your reflection, I have one question. How do I receive the Word of God in the celebration of the Holy Eucharist? Thanks for listening.